Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Resource Officer Kyle Keller as he prepares for the 5th annual Helmets and Hot Dogs event.
As we are preparing for the 5th annual Helmets and Hot Dogs event, still no date set on this event, but an event each year usually held in the spring. Obviously, that had to be backtracked and changed as we've had COVID-19. First off, Officer Keller, when it comes to the helmets and hot dogs, obviously this hasn't been set yet, but why is it such a, this will be the 5th one, why is it so important to continue to provide this service for the people here in Knoxville and the surrounding communities?
Well, so the idea, you know, obviously it's called Helmets and Hot Dogs. We want to provide helmets to kids who don't have them, whether the situation is the parents can't afford it or whatever. We also know some kids just don't want to wear the helmets, and that's understandable. But as a police officer driving around each summer, it is amazing, and I'm sure the rest of you can see it too, that, you know, there's a lot of kids that ride bikes or scooters, skateboards, things like that without helmets. And this was created by Chief Fuller 5 years ago, that he wanted to just get some helmets out to kids. A fun way to do that was to do an event on or next to the police department and have community groups and people together. It's just unfortunate that this year it didn't work out that way.
And when it comes to this, I guess, you know, the Knoxville Police Department does a really good job of having little fun activities like this, obviously Ice Cream with a Cop, this event, other events as well. But why is it important for the Knoxville Police Department to continue to provide special events for the people in Knoxville, even despite the COVID-19 still going on?
Well, you know, we love seeing everybody come out to our events. It does stink that we don't get to see and interact with everybody in person, but we would like to try to do something, you know, to make it work, just as we're seeing other people are making things work, to do some kind of a drive-by or drive-up event.
This, obviously, the date has not been set on this, but take us through kind of some ideas of what people can possibly expect if they're going to take part in this whenever this is determined.
So we have thought about using the high school parking lot. Right now it's set up to do that for drive-up, picking up meals and things, and we thought that it would work well for us. If we can get this event done before school starts, we'll continue to use the high school parking lot for that, and we'll keep everybody up to date on when that date and time will be. If we have to do this event after school starts, we'll pick another location that's big enough for a parking lot so we can kind of do a drive-up or drive-through through event, try to get some of our community partners involved again to hand out little goodies or things like that, coupons for their businesses or whatever they want to provide. And just to let everyone know, the reason that we are delayed on this is we weren't sure about doing the event this summer, but by the time that we decided that we wanted to, the helmets were on back order for a couple months, is what we were advised. So we're hoping to be able to get this event done within August or September.
Now, obviously, this is usually at the beginning of the beginning of summer, end of spring, if you will, right when kids are getting out of school. It's a perfect time to get them those helmets. But this obviously hasn't gone on. COVID-19 has put a wrench in everybody's fun this whole year. But, you know, despite that, kids are here in Knoxville are still being safe, still doing the right thing. Take us through, you know, kind of what you've seen so far when you've been on patrol as far as kids staying safe and doing their thing.
So what I've seen is, you know, more kids are wearing their helmets, so that's been great. I actually had to do a study last summer before the event that we held and then after the event. And, you know, the amount of kids that are wearing helmets has increased, I feel like, in the last 5 years. So that's great. I do encourage parents to continue to encourage their kids to wear their helmets when they go outside and ride their bikes or scooters or skateboards or whatever. But also, you know, I've been seeing kids riding their bikes. I think it was Saturday night. I just had to talk to a kid or kind of wave a kid over who was riding his bike and almost went right out in front of the patrol car. So I had to chat with him and told him he needed to watch what he was doing. But continue to have those discussions with your kids about watching traffic. We as adults or young teenagers that are driving, we need to be watching out for those kids because sometimes they don't see us. They're having fun. They're riding their bikes as hard as they can. You guys remember when you were kids and just trying to do tricks or whatever, you know, you're not paying attention to traffic. So just make sure that you're continuing to do that.
Now, obviously, you mentioned this it was created with the help of Chief Aaron Fuller, 5 years ago now, but also former State Representative Greg Hartzell and his wife Angie Hartzell have been really behind the scenes working a lot with us. How great is it to be able to partner with them to continue to provide this?
It has been wonderful. Angie does a lot of the legwork, so I have to give her big kudos for that. I wouldn't be able to do this event by myself, so it's great that she steps up, continues to do it each year. One other thing I wanted to add we do want everyone, if they've got helmets at home and they're in good shape, no cracks, anything like that, we will be accepting those as donations when we hold this event. Will there be a box or something to put them in as you're driving through? We plan to clean those up and hand those out next year.
Now, if anybody has any questions regarding the Helmets and Hot Dogs program coming up, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me here at the police department if they just call the non-emergency line here, 641-828-0541, and you can ask for Officer Keller. If I'm not working, I'm working nights this summer, so you can leave me a voice message and I can get a hold of you as soon as I get back to work. You can also send me an email if you wish, and that is kkeller@knoxvilleia.gov.
Thanks to Knoxville School Resource Officer Kyle Keller for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.